It's the spoiler review of Black Klansman, starring a bunch of folks you may know, even some folks you may not know. First being John David Washington, then Adam Driver, then Laura Heyer, and Topher Grace. So if you haven't watched this movie, you should definitely put this on pause, because I'm about to spoil the crap out of this movie. The synopsis is as follows, and you can follow it at, actually find it at Rotten Tomatoes. So, from visionary filmmaker Spike Lee comes the incredible true story of American hero. It's the early 1970s, and Ron Stallworth is the first African-American detective to serve in the Colorado Springs Police Department. Determined to make a name for himself, Stallworth bravely sets out on a dangerous mission: infiltrate and expose the Ku Klux Klan. The young detective soon recruits a more seasoned colleague, Flip Zimmerman, into the undercover investigation of a lifetime. Together, they team up to take down the extremist hate group as the organization aims to sanitize its violent rhetoric to appeal to the mainstream. So yeah, that's basically what the movie's about. It's crazy because this movie is pretty good. There's some in parts of it where it's kind of a little droll a little bit, and it felt like it needed to cut down a little bit on the fat. This is a wee bit. So the runtime is about roughly 1 hour and 20 something minutes or so. And I feel like if they cut it down to the, like, 1 hour, it's 2 hours and 20 something minutes. It's the whole runtime. So if they cut down to like roughly 2 hours, I felt this movie would have been a sharper movie. I felt it would have hit just as well, but wouldn't have you feel kind of tired in some parts and places. It wasn't like it was a direct area where there's, you know, you feel like a low period. It felt like some scenes went too long and other scenes just, it felt like it could have been just cut out altogether. So my good parts for this movie is the fact that John David Washington did such a great job in portraying basically kind of two characters in a way. I like the fact that this movie itself was made from a true life story. And I was looking at the book that that Ron Stallworth put out there, and it's kind of crazy. The fact that he's able to play these dual roles and no one was able to realize it's the same exact person. It is really ridiculous. And if it matches up to what the movie was, then it's like, wow, these guys really wasn't trying to do anything, but kind of. I'm not sure. All in all, I felt that this movie was a pretty solid undertaking. It was... The language is very, very harsh. One of the things where it was in your face, kind of, but at the same time, it was okay. It was doable for the most part. Spike Lee is either hit or miss for me, and I feel like some films he does very, very well in, and other films it's too much, and he's a dial it back. But I feel like this one was a good representation of the actual book that came out and the true life story. So for me, I felt like that was a good thing for this director. Going off to the bad area, so for me, there wasn't really much in the bad areas for the most part, except for the little bit of runtime. That's the only thing that I felt that was very, very bad about this movie. Besides that, I could say that the language was kind of harsh, like way too harsh. I felt that they could have dialed it back just a tiny bit, because I felt like it was just a free-for-all at certain points in the whole movie, and it became a little much, and I was like, wow, I'm getting a little uncomfortable around this kind of scenario. But I guess that's what they're going for, and if so, then you did your job. But at the same time, I feel like they could have dialed it back just a little bit on that aspect there. The movie itself, going back to some good parts, I actually forgot to mention this in the good section. One thing that I thought was great was Topher Grace, and his portrayal of his character was amazing. I remember reading an article not too long ago that Topher Grace had to take a step back for like a moment or two because his character is just too much for him. And I was like, wow, you really get into your character. I like that kind of feeling. I like the kind of vibe that you are putting a lot into your craft, that you're making sure that you portray this character how, you know, you like to portray it, and the fact that everyone's on board with how you're portraying this character was amazing. And I like seeing Topher Grace on screen. Even though he wasn't that good of a Venom, I feel like most any other roles he's played in has been pretty solid. So this is by far one of his best roles, I can be honest. He definitely transforms into the Duke character, and you're like, wow, he really feels like him. And even the pictures look very, very close to him as well. It's like, wow, you look kind of similar when you're both around the same age. So it's kind of funny to see that. It made me really laugh. Hypothetical for this movie, what I would change? I would change very few. For the most part, it followed a book and it followed the story quite closely. And for what it was, it kind of wrapped up. Though I can say I really wish there was more struggle for the main character. He didn't really struggle through the whole movie, to be honest. It felt like he went from point A to point B, and there's like a little bit of riff here and there, but it wasn't enough to be like, oh, I feel like there might be some kind of danger he's in. Though, of course, it's back in the 70s, so there's always some kind of danger for African-American folks. But for the movie itself, it being a movie, I felt they would have tied in a little bit more danger, but I guess they didn't want to or need to, I guess. But for me, I like my heroes to get into a lot of trouble and then be able to overcome that big trouble. So for me, I feel like he didn't really overcome much. He had some resistance, but it wasn't like it was a resistance that really mattered. It was like a very, very small amount. So for me, that's what I would change. That's the biggest thing I would change about this whole movie. So that's my review of Black Klansman. If you agree with me, let me know down below. If you didn't agree with me, also let me know down below. I appreciate all and every bit of feedback. You can find me on all social medias at Dwight Antc. Again, that's DWIGHTANTC. One more time, that's DWIGHTANTC. And I catch your reviews next time.